My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why? Because the Minnesota Vikings are practicing with our Cleveland Browns. First of two practices, joint practices that Mike Martz hates, as we found out when the former coach of the Rams joined us. He said, guys fight. They get too ramped up. He didn't like them and didn't do them his last couple of years there.
That's so, surprising.
I was surprised. Yeah, most coaches always say, we get great work in.
Oh, absolutely. We love the joint practices because we can control them and all that kind of stuff. And he's like, there's no controlling.
These Mike Martz, just, I hate him.
Yeah. By the way, Browns have made the Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah contract official.
Oh, okay.
That's lovely. As well, so joint practices happening shortly. Kevin Stefanski will speak to the media after joint practices, thinking about the 3-4 o'clock hour during afternoon drive. So keep it locked in here. I'm sure he will have nice things to say about Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah and the practices themselves.
All right. Well, I like that. That's wonderful news, isn't it?
Quite.
I'm happy for him. Chris Rose was going to join us at 1. Chris has had something come up. He's going to join us at 1:20. So Chris will be with us coming up here at 1:20. Earlier today, we had Council President Blaine Griffin on the morning show. And Cleveland City Council President Blaine Griffin. And, yeah, we're going to talk about the stadium situation for a little bit. Because he had some thoughts about it. And again, We've got the two things going on, the 176 acres in Brook Park out at the old Ford plant near the airport that is in the city of Brook Park right now. And then we have the existing stadium on the lakefront. And we've seen the big rollout of the beautiful plans for what the Haslams think could be out in Brook Park. We haven't seen the big rollout of the renovation of the stadium on the lakefront, either from the Haslams or from folks in the city of Cleveland who have been pitching the idea that, you know, we're going to do this. Mm-hmm. And the Cuyahoga County executives came out and have said, hey, we don't have the cash for this. We're all behind a lakefront stadium, which I find somewhat interesting because Brook Park is in Cuyahoga County.
Right, but we want to keep everything downtown and the numbers don't add up, as Chris Renane said, who was the Cuyahoga County executive, spoke yesterday saying that one. So we will, you know, this is all going to get going, and we've got 5 years of this ahead of us because the lease expires in 2029. So you kind of have to get the ball rolling now with the Browns at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Now, again, that doesn't mean they're going to move somewhere else or any of that kind of stuff. The Browns are not leaving Cleveland, but we are now in the middle of playing the stadium game. The county got involved 2 days ago, and now the city is getting involved here. So Blaine Griffin, who is the city
Cleveland City Council President.
Yep. Whew, had a minute spitting that one out. Joined the morning show, had this to say on the Browns, if he thinks they're staying on the lakefront.
If I was a betting man, I'd say yes. And for several reasons, not just because I'm biased and believe that the lakefront is the ideal location for this stadium to be, but because of the economics, because of the uncertainties, because of the lack of clarity of which governmental entities will back the bonds needed in order to finance the Brook Park deal.
Okay. keep in mind, maybe, well, the Haslams are ponying up a ton of money for this. And will certainly be looking for public funds. Mm-hmm. And though it's unclear who's ponying up for the public funds, don't be surprised if somebody does. I don't know anything more than that, but don't be stunned if public funds end up in a facility out in Brook Park if it actually comes to fruition. In fact, I'd be stunned if it doesn't in some way, shape, or form.
Without question. I mean, that's how the game is played. I mean, we all want to live in this world. Like, again, Mike Florio put it oh so well yesterday, and we will probably continue to quote it until we have any kind of an answer. Billionaires should build their own damn stadiums. We agree. I think everybody listening to that agrees with this.
I would agree with that.
We all agree that billionaires should build their own stadiums.
However, not usually the way it's done.
Uh-huh. In the same way that we all believe that firefighters should make more money and that teachers are probably underpaid and all of these different things that are pretty much boilerplate, everybody agrees with.
Right.
And nothing is better than a free lunch, which I think is the only thing that works at 100% approval.
I ask for here all the time, and we rarely get.
Right. I think those are the things that we can all point to and say with 100% we can agree with.
Yep.
But we know how this game is played. And so Blaine Griffin went a little bit further saying, hey, it's nothing against the Haslams. It's just where we sit right now with funding.
I respect the Haslam family. I know that they want a legacy project as something special for their fan experience in the city of Cleveland. And I respect that. But I've learned a long time ago that you never get upset with a person that is there to represent the constituency that they're there to represent. And I'm here to represent Cleveland.
Blaine Griffin, city council president on the morning show, and he had some other thoughts on this. Of course, he's representing Cleveland. That's his job as a council person and council president, and I would assume they would want that on the lake because that's the city of Cleveland.
Correct. And right now, everything is civil, which is what we want. We want everybody to kind of be complimenting.
There's no reason for this not to be, right?
Everybody's complimenting each other. Everyone's saying nice things and being civil. That's what we want in all of this. And so the other idea that was thrown out, though, and I don't know if Blaine Griffin threw this out as just a test balloon or if he had some thought behind it, but he had an interesting idea.
I know I might have started a controversy, but I'll be honest with you. I don't know the mayor of Brook Park, but he seems like a very reasonable person that, you know, we wouldn't want to overwhelm and inundate them. Listen, it's $90,000 just to cover the police on the game day alone. I don't know how many police Brook Park has, but we struggle to send police down there to start the cover game day now with the shortages that we have.
Okay.
Then added in this.
I'm a guy that never turns my back on a good deal. So it would have to be something that's special, have to be something that benefits Cleveland, and have to be something that everybody is working towards. But right now, I don't see that effort. So therefore, I'm pushing the lakefront.
And he's saying that in the idea of a land swap between Brook Park and Cleveland.
Well, you shouldn't turn you shouldn't turn away from a possible deal. But I say this, if you're the Haslams and you've been dealing with the city of Cleveland since you purchased this team, what's been your impression of dealing with the city of Cleveland? I wonder if they think, you know what, we'll take our chances with Brook Park. And Mr. Griffin saying, you know, we struggle to send police to a game. It's $90,000 to cover police for a game. Okay, so are you going to do a better job by sending police out to Brook Park? Even if it gets annexed to Cleveland? And though Brook Park might not have the staff to do that now, well, you get all that tax money coming in from a new stadium and everything you're going to develop around it. Maybe you'll have the money to do that.
You may be able to find it.
And if you're the Haslams, would you rather deal with a mayor and a 9-person council in Brook Park who might or might not, I don't know, might be on the same page? Or would you rather deal with a Cleveland government where you have a mayor and 17 members of city council who... Last I checked, they're still talking about developing the lakefront. And last I checked, it's, as Todd in Ward 1 said yesterday, the city's been here since like 1796, I think Todd said.
Sure.
And the lake's been here the whole time.
That lake hasn't moved.
Where's that lakefront development?
I mean,
I just wonder.
Did a nice job of Edgewater.
Have the Haslams done enough of, you know, like, you know what? We've given it our best shot here. We're going to go here and give this our best shot. I just wonder. And I appreciate Mr. Griffin coming on to the morning show and chatting with the guys about this. And Dan, you said it. Everybody's being civil right now. And there's no reason not to be. And the other reason I think that it's really critical to be civil here is, and I know Jim from Strongsville has pointed this out numerous times, you got two people here, you got a family that's willing to invest over $2 billion in our community.
Exactly.
Let's not let that get away.
No. No, don't let that walk out the door.
Let's figure out how we can get their $2 billion.
No offense to Lake County, Summit County, Ashtabula County. No offense to any of them.
If you're Cuyahoga County, don't screw that up.
Oh, heck no. Medina County as well. Don't let any of that.
Yeah. And we've pitched the idea, hey, if it doesn't work in Cuyahoga County, we have surrounding communities that might just be interested. Don't let that get away, Cuyahoga County.
Like, to me, that is
the Haslams have $2 billion here. They've already said we'd pay for half the stadium, and we're going to pay for everything to develop around it. That's over $2 billion.
Absolutely.
You're gonna like fuss and fidget and complain that a family wants to spend over $2 billion in our community. I mean, let that sink in a little bit.
Yeah,
you're gonna complain because they want you to pay for half of it. Now, and of course they're going to say that. Who knows where it goes or what it ends up with.
Exactly.
And I understand completely. Hey, pay for the whole thing. I get that.
Of course.
It's just not always the way it works.
That's not how reality works.
And these folks are willing to pony up half and develop all around it. Let's make that work.
Right. Because if you let that become a private entity, that private entity can easily get moved out of your county. And that private entity can get moved out of your city. And that private entity all of a sudden can go a different direction.
Yep. Dave is in North Ridgeville. Hello, Dave.
All right, Dave.
Hey, Jeff. I'm good. Thanks, guys. Jeff, earnest question here. I really don't understand this. Why would the county pick sides? You've just talked about it a little bit here. Why would they sabotage Brook Park? And how Brook Park... That's a sure development thing, right? They're going to build, they're going to increase the economy of the county. If you just keep adding on or, you know, buttress up the existing stadium, what does that do? This promise of we're going to develop the lakefront, everybody's been saying it, it's a joke. You know, they've had ample opportunity. It's a sure thing to increase, you know, constructions, jobs, you know, all kinds of supporting businesses.
And more than a stadium, more than a stadium, Dave. Right? More than a stadium.
Right. Way more. And, you know, I did laugh when they talked about the police because it's like, it's not like Orchard Park was ready, you know, on day one, you know, or any of these places where they build new stadiums outside of the urban center. They develop it. That's not a real reason. And no, I have no comment on city council president. He's got a job to do. He's pro Cleveland. That's great. But the county, it befuddles me. What kind of leadership is that?
Dave, I thought the same thing.
The same
Dave.
Question that I have.
Yeah. Thank you for the phone call, Dave.
I mean, it's pretty easy to sit back there and go.
They said they didn't have the funds. The county didn't have the funds. That was the general thought.
Right. And they think that the way that they've developed downtown, it is best for downtown Cleveland to have the sports stadium
and
there.
Best for the county.
And best for the county.
Which, really? Okay.
I
don't know. Obviously, we will be talking about this in the weeks, months, and...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Probably years to come, so we'll see. Although the Haslams don't mess around, I would think they're going to make one decision one way or another here and go for it and try and get that thing built. And they have a lease coming up at the stadium, so they got to do something, right? That's going to happen. Chris Rose joins us momentarily. Chris doing the TV games for the Browns in the preseason. And, of course, plenty of baseball stuff. He's next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.